understand
good
what an honor
morning.
It is.
Steve and Mitch.
I'm sorry for everyone who is missing out on the off-air conversation just now. I will catch you up. It is such an honor to be your co-host.
Thank you.
Such an honor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I was explaining to you.
What an honor. You're reminding me how much of an honor it is.
Right. How you need to be in a better mood because...
I'm sorry, bro. I got...
It is an honor and a privilege to be my co-host.
I got about... You know, I sometimes forget. Thank you. Especially when I get like 4 minutes of sleep.
Huh. You got 4 minutes?
About.
Like, literally four?
Give or take a few.
I got Batman sleep again.
Dude.
Yeah.
Four minutes.
Crazy? So I got 1, 2, 3, 4. 4.5 hours.
Why are you so awake at the end?
Yeah, exactly. Woke up at 4 a.m.
Why?
I have no idea. I was just like, blink. But it's one of those moments. You know when you're lying in bed and, is it laying or lying? I think it's laying in bed. Because if you're lying in bed, you're just like, I'm so content with my station in life always. Everything is perfect always. That's lying in bed.
Because you're lying?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So glad you got that joke.
Yeah.
Actually, I am pretty content, so that I wouldn't be lying.
So it's laying.
I'd just be laying in bed. So laying in bed. What was I saying?
Why did you wake up at 4 a.m.?
Right. Okay, so you know those moments when you're laying in bed? And it's like, all right, if I go back to sleep, my alarm's going to go off in like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably going to be really cranky.
Mm-hmm.
Or... I could get up and face the day and be tired later, but not be exhausted to start my day off.
And so you stayed awake.
So I chose wisely.
You stayed awake?
Of course.
Oh. See, I woke up at 4 a.m. and I was like, oh man, I still have a full 30 minutes before I have to wake up. And I went back to sleep.
No.
But here's the thing. You live in a newer house.
Yeah, okay.
Double paned windows.
Oh, the wind.
Dude.
Okay, let's talk about this because this morning my wife and I were hanging out and she was like, dude, everybody's complaining about the wind. What wind?
Yeah. You mean the train that was going through my house?
Yeah, a friend of ours was coming home from work last night, and the wind was so bad it uprooted a speed limit sign and almost took out her car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really bad.
We missed all of that.
It's calm now.
We were watching The Voice.
It was bad.
Finally caught up, saw the season finale of The Good Wife. High five. Snap. It was good. It was so dice, yo.
So what?
Dice. It was dice, yo.
God bless you.
Yeah. It was like...
Remember
when you were a kid and one of your favorite games was Yahtzee?
No.
I've decided...
Never.
Dice are awesome.
My favorite game, Yahtzee.
You know? Dice are really awesome. And I was talking to James this morning, and he said something was dice. And what he really meant was DICE, the company that is creating Battlefront 3 as a Star Wars video game. But I thought he was trying to bring about a new slang term, and I thought, that's pretty dice. I like that. It's dice.
It sounds like you have
cold
a cold.
Cold is dice.
Okay, cold. Yeah, it sounds like you have
it's
a
like
cold.
It's like paradise, but I'm being a hipster and only using the second half of the word. Like, yo, man, we're going to spend eternity in dice, yo.
No. It sounds like you have a cold.
Are you sure?
And you're trying to stay nice.
I'm pretty sure I just discovered a new slang term. Oh, yeah. Just so you know.
Please don't do it. I wish everyone was looking at the webcam now.
Dice.
What is that?
This is my Father's Day gift from my son, Luke, who bought this with his own money.
Aww.
My wife told me, I guess he walked into the store and saw that and said, that's what daddy wants. I know daddy would want that shirt. It's a Dead Space 3 shirt, which is a video game. And he's like, daddy would want that shirt, but they only had small or extra large. And he said small. And I'm like, I'm going to wear this for my kid.
It's good. No, because it's longer.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
So it was $7.99 and he had $8 and they rang it up. Boop. Right. And it was like $8.40 something. And I guess he just started. So Chrissy's like, no, I'll help you. So he was so proud because he picked this out all by himself.
Oh.
So I'm wearing it today.
I love it.
I can't really I don't have a whole lot of
it's
range
longer.
Of motion just, because
it's a longer yeah. shirt. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Never wash it.
I already did, actually.
Oh, good.
This is washed.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah. Huh? I know. Static.
I feel like Steve-O's energy and like dance move, which was awesome if you didn't
thank
catch
you.
It. Like, it
thank you.
Pretty nice this morning. I
yes.
No, don't fall
so
for it. You're being
nice.
You're being brainwashed.
Ridiculous amounts of dice, and I just gotta give him kudos.
Thank you.
Just
is it like
down?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Creepy.
There you go, Lily. There it is.
But here's the thing. I have a question.
Yeah.
When you say dice, is it like snake eyes, or is it like
is snake eyes good or bad?
I don't know.
I thought snake eyes was bad. I thought it was like lucky seven. That's what I see in all the movies.
Right.
They're
or is it like
sevens.
Is it like six and six since you get 12 because it's like loaded, right? Loaded.
If you're
dice.
Playing Yahtzee, that's awesome if you get sixes.
So you were comparing it to Yahtzee. So is that
yeah.
good?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
So I guess I could
Yahtzee
say like
probably the best.
Yeah, I almost feel like that would be a better word, in fact. Thinking
Yahtzee.
About it. Like,
Yahtzee.
Dude, that is Yahtzee, yo.
That sounds like
Yahtzee.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
That was all Yahtzee, bro.
That was all Yahtzee, bro. Dude. did you see Man of Steel? That movie was so Yahtzee.
Oh, shoot, man. I just had this burger, and it was Yahtzee all
exactly.
over the place.
Exactly. You know what? New word. There it is.
I think I like Jenga better.
No
like, we're gonna go for
way. That's
like,
when.
Okay. Okay. Whatever.
That's when
that,
something
when
falls apart. So that's when your life is falling apart, and you're like, my life is just all Jenga right now.
It's being pulled out little
everything,
by little.
Little just, pieces of me are falling to the ground.
Jenga.
Exactly.
You know, like
boom.
Like your kiddo in the store buying the shirt.
Exactly, dude.
8:14.
Jenga. There you go.
I'll see you guys later.
Later, Wooly. You too. Amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you, bro. Got a new word going for you.
Uh-huh. Oh, here it goes again.
Got a few.
This is cool.
Yahtzee. It's all Yahtzee. And if something's terrible, Jenga.
I'm never going to use those terms.
Yes, you are. Throughout the day. Throughout the day, we're going to use those terms.
Throughout the day, you're going to use those terms.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic. You know it's a good day when it starts like this.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
Breaking news in T-minus 11 and a half minutes.
There you go.
Also, if you'd like to get a birthday shout-out, you can do so.
studio@mystaticradio.com.
It's true.
That's where you'd send that email.
Yeah.
Or you can call us.
Yep.
505-338-3700.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
I got my first real six string. Boy,
anyways.
Five and done.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Till my fingers bled.
Okay, good. Good.
Good.
We good.
We are.
Woo! Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday.
It's New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of jams for you this morning.
Do we?
So get your bread ready. Because the jams. Because the jams.
Oh, is it because, like,
jams,
you're talking...
For the jams.
For the jams.
For the jams.
I get it. Because you're talking about, like, what, like strawberry or grape
yes,
jam.
Basically. Yeah, something like that.
It's
pretty
all
much.
The jelly.
Oh, save me from this misery. It's breaking news time.
Not really.
Well, it kind of is.
No, I have
T-minus 20 seconds until breaking news. Don't forget, coming up at 6:45, we do this every single morning. Birthday shout-outs. If you want to get a birthday shout-out to somebody you love, all you got to do is send us an email. studio@mystaticradio.com. It is Tuesday. It is 6:30. It is
Two Snooze Day. Breaking news. An Australian bus driver is speaking with a strong French accent after suffering a serious head injury in a car accident. In a car
stop
crash.
It right now.
Yeah. Leanne Rao is one of just 62 people in the world to be diagnosed with this incredibly rare condition known as foreign accent syndrome.
Yes!
Rao or Roe first started speaking in what sounds like a French accent when she woke up in a hospital with a broken back and jaw after being involved with the accident.
Oh my gosh.
8 years later, despite being healed, the condition still hasn't faded and her French accent is as strong as ever.
I want that!
I want that too.
I don't know if I'd want French though.
I'd want British. English.
Yeah.
Like a strong thick English accent.
What if you, like, were walking down the street, you know how, like, in cartoons, and somebody accidentally dropped a potted plant? Because that's usually what happens, and then the pot breaks on your head, but then the plant is still there, you know? It's usually what happens in cartoons that
I
watch. And then all of a sudden, you could only speak, like, from some crazy tribe in Uganda that nobody's heard of, and you're like... And that's, like, all you could do. That's how that goes. What if that's all you could do? And then you're like, dang it, I wanted a French accent. What if that was it? And that's the only way you could communicate. I'd be bummed. I would just do what they do in cartoons and drop another potted plant on my head, because that obviously always fixes it.
That's what are you saying right now?
Yeah, pretty much.
What are you even saying? You are so weird.
I'm going to do the rest of the break like that. I can only talk like that.
Please don't. You're so ridiculous. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry to anyone who understood what he just said.
Yeah, I apologize. I don't know if I'm cursing or not. I've never actually been to Uganda. So.
Yeah, and I don't know if they do that in Uganda.
I don't think they do. I just thought of it because Kelly O'Hay's out there and we know people in Uganda.
Yeah, and where they speak English.
Right, yeah.
They have an accent, but it's not.
That would be fantastic,
though. It's not like the clicking. What is that called?
What?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
No.
Yeah, true story.
Breaking news. A man was arrested in Albuquerque, New Mexico for allegedly threatening to blow up the town's FBI office with a dynamite-packed burrito.
We're in the national news.
No, yeah, for a guy threatening to blow up the town's FBI office with a dynamite-packed burrito.
Wow.
After an investigation, the only explosive material agents could find in the local burritos were refried beans.
Stop it right now. Are you serious?
Get it? Because refried beans are explosive.
Yeah, I know. Because they're explosive. No, I got it. But they're also in, you know, burritos.
Yeah.
So it was, I believed it. Was that a joke? They didn't really find refried fried beans? What kind of burrito is that?
No, they did. It just, that's the only explosives they found. They didn't find any.
Right.
Didn't find any other explosives.
Oh, Albuquerque, thanks for getting in national news that one.
I hate that we got in the national news for a stereotype. Like,
right.
Of course someone would want to put dynamite in a burrito.
Right.
Like, that only makes sense.
Good job. Good job, Albuquerque.
Would it even go off because it's so, like, wet and...
I don't think so. I don't know. Albuquerque, New Mexico, known for a television show about meth and killing people, and now a dude trying to blow up a building with a burrito. Thanks, Albuquerque. We should totally have, like, the mayor or somebody on to, like, redeem this so that we're like, see?
Albuquerque's cool.
It's cool. We got cool stuff.
Look at
our free app.
Check out our mayor.
The mayor was just at the headquarters for Google because their app is so awesome.
Really?
Yeah, that's actually true.
Wow.
I even downloaded the app. It's pretty amazing.
I know,
it's free.
It's
and
all
I
you
check
talk
it out.
About.
It's an awesome app.
Yeah.
There's like 1,000 things that I can do for free in this city, and I never knew because I was always just like bored
at
home.
Have you done any of them?
No, I just stare at them and go, wow, that takes
cool
a lot of work.
That'd be really cool.
I think
to
I'm
do.
Just going to play The Last of Us or some Luigi's Mansion 2 on my 3DS. Sit on my couch and dream of things to do outside.
That's cool.
It looks fun.
It looks
fantastic.
Fun.
It just looks exhausting.
Yeah.
So hot outside.
Totally.
I know. But it's really fun to stare at the app.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you know.
Breaking news. Dorothy Baker Flugents of Baytown, Texas, and two of her children were in her van when a carjacker appeared in the back seat. He threatened them with a knife, but Baker Flugents said, "You mess with the wrong witch." She didn't say witch. And went into action. Police say she ran her van intentionally off the road, trying to disorient the attacker. She was hoping that a 911 dispatcher would hear what was going on and find a way to send help. But when she saw a telephone pole, she sped up and targeted it, feeling it was a risk she had to take. When the van came to a stop, Baker Flugents punched the man in the face. When he jumped out of the vehicle, she ran him over with the car.
Oh my gosh!
She got back at him.
Yeah!
It's like everything that you like plan on doing.
You don't mess with that mom!
No.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like everything you plan on doing.
whenever, she ran him over with
yeah,
a van?
She hit a telephone pole. She got the words out, "You mess with the wrong witch."
Woman. It was Mitch, right?
Yeah, Mitch.
It was you.
It was me.
Yeah, yeah.
You mess with the wrong Mitch.
That'd be awesome. You should use that sometime.
I can't wait.
Yeah, except when would you ever use that?
Would you mind trying to steal something?
I could try. I mean, I could try. I just feel like
bag.
You're too much of a pushover to use a line like that. You'd be like, okay, no, that's cool.
So do I...
That's really what you would say. So then he'd be like, I messed with the right Mitch. Because you'd be the right Mitch to mess with because you're kind of a pushover. I got to be honest. I think you would ram into a telephone pole and run a guy over, but really you'd be like, okay.
Oh. Okay.
That's incredible. Is she going to jail?
Doesn't say.
Is he alive?
I hope so.
Okay. Amazing.
Okay,
amazing.
I have one more.
You do?
Yeah.
All right.
Breaking news. What's worse than finding a note on a plane saying, I'll set this plane on fire?
Being lit on fire.
No.
No, you asked me a question. What's worse than that?
It was rhetorical.
Having your hand slammed in the door when you're trying to get the kid out of the backseat with the car seat, and so you put your hand there, and then somebody else didn't notice, and so they close the front seat, but your hand's in the way. That's worse.
That was a rhetorical...
That hurts.
That was a rhetorical question.
Oh, man.
Okay. When the guy next... So what's worse than that? I have the answer.
Oh, what? What?
When the guy next to you stands up and announces he has poisoned everyone on board.
What?
That happened Monday on a flight from Hong Kong to Newark, New Jersey. Despite the disruption, the plane continued onto its destination, and the man was reportedly escorted off by 10 cops upon landing. The FBI says there's no indication that any of the 238 passengers on board were actually poisoned.
I'm like, dude!
That's kind of like a big deal.
Yeah. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
I'm shocked that the dude lived.
Yeah.
200 and something people on a plane and you just announced to him that he poisoned all of them and he's still around?
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, are you kidding me? It's like, well, if I'm going out.
That's how I'm going out.
I guess.
This doesn't sound like fun. I feel like they torture you first.
What?
The FBI.
Oh. Well, how could they? Because if he poisoned everybody, that means he would have poisoned himself too.
Maybe.
His logic was flawed. I've seen Fringe.
His logic was mostly flawed because no one got poisoned.
Right. Well.
You saw Friends.
Fringe.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw Friends, too.
I don't remember that episode.
There was never really an episode where, like, Ross was like, I poisoned you all! And then Monica was like, no, you didn't. Never really came to pass that way. So.
Whatever.
Anyways.
Whatever.
Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about this guy who's suing Oklahoma.
Ooh, but
he's
first,
a pastor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Okay.
Yeah. But first,
birthdays.
Birthdays right around the corner. If you'd like to get your birthday shout out in studio at mystaticradio.com, got the latest from the daylights for you. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Remember how you used to do a robot dance?
I just did the robot dance last week.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember.
I have the podcast to prove it.
Okay. It just feels like it's been a while since you did the robot dance. You used to just be so full of joy.
Those days are over.
I know.
Over.
Man.
Here comes real life.
Real life? Is this real life?
This is real life.
All right.
Yeah.
Good news, though. It is...
6:45.
It is June 18th. It's time for birthdays. Hello, Stever.
Hey there.
How are you, man?
Good.
Good.
Mitch, how are you today?
I'm okay. Do you have good birthdays for us today?
I always have good birthdays.
Yesterday was not good birthdays.
No?
Well, you said they weren't, so I was just going off of what you said.
Yesterday was pretty decent.
The birthdays?
Yeah, wasn't it Barry Manilow's birthday yesterday?
Yes, it was.
One of my faves, bruh.
All right, I'm counting on you, Stever, for all the people that were born today many years ago.
Well, it is the 169th day of 2013, only 196 days remaining in the year.
Ooh. So my party.
Yeah.
Am I invited to your party?
I thought it was invited.
At some point, yeah.
Did you say invited?
Yeah.
Invited? I don't know.
Evited.
Yeah. Evited?
Yeah, maybe not.
Oh,
Nah. Let's go this route. There you go.
Then I was born in Nashville, and someone else wrote my song.
Really? Host of The Voice or judge on The Voice.
Oh, Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
It's his birthday today.
I was wrong. That's Oklahoma. So I guess nobody else wrote his song. Well,
I've never heard him sing. Hold on. I like him, like his personality.
He sang a duet last night and did a really good job. And I was like, okay.
Miranda Lambert's hubby.
Yeah.
Is celebrating a birthday today.
42.
46.
What?
Really? Okay.
This is one of those.
Oh, no.
No, he's not very happy with you guys.
35.
37.
37.
Well, he should.
Yeah.
He should look.
Sorry. He's
younger.
Got like gray hair.
He's Miranda Lambert's honeybee.
All right.
37. He does not look like he's in his 30s.
Yeah, no, he is. Pretty much.
Maybe it's because he. No, he's definitely not mature.
It's baseball.
It's Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah,
birthday.
It's actually baseball's Lou Brock's birthday.
From the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh.
Actually, from the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs.
And he played for the Reds for like a day, I heard.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't remember him.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm an American League guy.
Right?
I watch the pros.
Right. Amen, so brother.
I'm not into AAA ball.
Yep.
So
Lou Brock's birthday today.
Yeah, me either. Stuff sucks.
Lou Brock.
You're wearing a baseball shirt.
Celebrating a birthday.
62.
70.
4.
74. That's what I meant. Yeah. Play the Rooster song.
No.
No, you didn't get that.
No, you totally didn't
That's
get that.
That's what I meant.
All right. I don't know if you'll even get this. I think you've heard it before, Steve-O. From, she was in The Princess Bride. She played Billy Crystal's wife in The Princess Bride.
Oh, man, I don't remember her name.
I remember her name.
And she played Latka's wife on Taxi.
Yeah, this is Taxi.
Carol Kane.
Yes, man.
It's her birthday.
Yeah,
it's her birthday.
She is 70. How old is she?
That was makeup,
70?
By the way.
I was going to say.
Princess Bride.
Yeah, but that was also a while ago.
54.
You're both really doing bad.
No.
61.
Ow.
Okay. Carol Kane turned 61 years young today. So let's press on. It's mostly audio hints today, actually.
Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah.
When you were young. In your heart. It's James Bond's birthday. Open book. It's Roger Moore's birthday. Used to say, live and let live.
Well, I really want you to stop singing.
No, it did, you know it did. But
if this ever changes,
is it Paul McCartney's birthday?
It's Sir Paul's birthday.
Hold on. Friend of me.
Live and let die.
I prefer the Guns N' Roses remix.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny. How old is Paul McCartney today?
67.
72.
And 365 days, he will be 72 years old.
When did he get his 70s?
Yeah. Dude, it's Paul McCartney who's in the Beatles.
Obviously.
It's one of the Fab Four, not from Michigan.
The Fab Four from Ohio dedicated a Beatles song to my wife on Friday night.
Nice.
House of Heroes.
Sure did.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
It's those lyrics.
Yeah! Woo! Listen, you're open, man. You can say live and let live. Dude, right?
Thought it this hell.
Telling you.
Yeah?
Paul McCartney's got nothing on Axl Rose.
Hey, sure, it's a birthday.
Yes! It's Axl Rose's birthday!
It is not Axl Rose's birthday.
Oh, no. It's Slash's birthday. It's Duff McKagan's birthday.
You went all through all three of the ones that I know.
Go on, keep going.
Trying to think who else was it. Is it Izzy Stradlin's birthday?
Dizzy Reed.
Dizzy Reed. Dang it!
Dizzy Reed is celebrating a birthday today.
51. 62. Hold on. Let me think about this. I take back both of my guesses.
Oh,
okay, it's Guns N' Roses.
57.
Oh, I was going to say 59. That's my final guess.
He's 50.
Dang it! Wow.
Life's been tough.
Yeah, he was in Guns N' Roses. When you got a job to do, you got to do it well. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses.
All right, so...
first tape.
You guys didn't get any birthdays today.
No!
But
that's it?
Well, because there was so few birthdays, we're doing extended, you know, you can go into the inanimate objects.
Okay.
On this date in 1873, this person was fined $100 for attempting to vote.
In 1873, Rosa Parks got on the bus
she
in 1873
to
go vote.
1900s.
And
I forgot.
Somebody was like,
"It was a presidential election." This person was fined $100.
That's a lot of cash in the 1800s,
right? That would have been like $10,000.
What's Elizabeth Ross? She sewed the
think of a special
map
coin.
Of America
special coin.
Sacagawea.
Sacagawea in 1870 something. Sacagawea.
Susan B. Anthony was fined on this date.
Why did you say that I fell asleep in history class every day?
Susan B. Anthony.
Okay, so also on this date,
obviously,
in 1928, first woman to fly in an aircraft across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes.
Earhart.
No.
Oh, are you going to say Wonder Woman or something? A little invisible jet?
Maybe.
Wilmer Stutz was pilot and Lou Gordon was mechanic. Aviator Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly in an aircraft.
Oh, so I was
across
right?
The Atlantic Ocean.
You didn't know you were right?
No.
You were just guessing?
Yes.
Oh.
That's me. Play the rooster song.
No. You don't
okay.
get that one.
Let's see.
I guess.
On this date in 1983, another woman went for a ride in an aircraft or spacecraft.
Oh, the girl with the fro. She had a fro.
Sally Ride.
Yeah, Sally.
You don't
became the first American woman in space.
Yeah. I just realized what you were playing in the background.
You like that? It's kind of a theme going on
there.
Spit
my water out.
Was a good theme.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Susan B. Anthony, Amelia Earhart, and Sally Ride all did incredible things in 1873, 1928.
What are you going to do today, Mitch?
Today, I'm...
You got to do something important.
Well?
Today's a powering day for women, apparently.
Oh,
you have to go do something big.
I'm going to.
Yeah?
Yep. Huge.
Yeah?
Yes.
What are you going to do? Other than catch up on, like, Sherlock, what are you going to do
for
real?
I've already caught up on Sherlock.
Oh.
I'm going to do that. Well, I have a few options.
Okay. Think of something massive to do today.
Okay.
So that in 30 years... People will say, on this day in 2013, Mitch was the first woman to
fill in the blank.
Right.
You
some
can
people
do it.
Should give me suggestions.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
Good.
Take a phone call?
Sure.
Static!
Hello.
Hey!
I know what Mitch could do.
All right.
What?
That's going to be super empowering for women.
Mm. All right.
The dishes. no.
Oh, poor boy.
No, I'm kidding. But all jokes aside, hey, you know a movie I seen yesterday for the first time?
Man of Steel.
No, you saw that.
Speaking of that one, you remember that one? Okay, you know what I was thinking about after we talked about that?
I was at the movie.
I was just thinking about how good God is and how he uses movies and everything,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, the Trinity was in there. I don't know if somebody talked about it, but it was like, you know, Crow's the father, you know, Superman's the son, and Costner was the spirit.
Oh, dude, that's good.
Because he was a comforting one that comforted, you know.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
I was thinking about that, man. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
So what movie did you see yesterday?
Oh, Silver Linings Playbook.
I've never seen it.
Stever,
everybody
keeps
telling me. Everybody keeps telling me. The House of Heroes
dude,
guys.
That
dude,
is an awesome
dude.
Look. It's so weird because it's just like a typical family. It's nothing. It's crazy, dude.
Okay, without giving away.
No.
Without giving
I'm
away
leaving.
Spoilers.
I will throw my headphones down and walk out.
Without giving out spoilers, what did you think of the end?
No!
Oh,
are you crazy?
God, the end was the best.
La, 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 la.
Are you kidding me?
La, la,
Me and my wife, we looked at each other at that one moment when you knew.
Yes!
And it was like,
oh my God.
That was so good.
I can't hear.
I turned off his mic.
I love you guys.
He's done.
You got to see that movie, Superman Rocks. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. All right, cool. I'm a grown up. Man.
You know what?
Huh?
You should see that movie.
That's what I've
heard. If you're going to complain.
That's
about...
the guys. Dude. Language is kind of foul. But dude. That's what I was told.
J-Law, the best.
Yeah?
The best.
J-Law?
Yeah, J-Law.
Not to be confused with J-Lo.
J-Law.
Yeah. Is Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, J-Law.
Right. J-Law. Okay. We got to take a quick break coming up. 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Also going to be talking about a dude suing Oklahoma. Yeah, I can't wait to talk about why.
And you said he's a Christian.
Yeah, not just a Christian. He's a Methodist pastor.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Good.
We'll talk about that on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Good morning.
What?
Yeah. 7:04 now. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
What's up?
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Good morning.
Less than an hour away from New Music Tuesday, you're shocked at judging others who are more talented than you.
And this is an all-you New Music Tuesday.
It really is.
You picked out all the music.
I did.
You think it's a good one?
Yes.
Say that with more conviction. Do you think
yes!
Nope. Don't believe
yep.
it.
Yep.
There you go.
Yippers.
A little bit.
Woo! Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Kool-Aid Man.
Yeesh.
Kool-Aid Man.
Yep. How's that?
That was good.
Thank you.
I believe you.
All right. Good. I wanted to talk about this. We teased it earlier. You can check out our Facebook page. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Wow.
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma. It's the land for me. I don't know how the song goes, actually. I've never seen Oklahoma. Oklahoma license plates this year causing quite the controversy.
That's what I hear.
Apparently, the new Oklahoma license plate shows an Apache warrior with his arrow aimed skyward in a plea for rain. Apparently, it was a huge hit with the public. Tourism officials were stoked, even named best in the nation by a collector's group.
Wow.
Yep. So, of course, because of that, someone's angry and is filing a lawsuit. Yes.
Oh. That happens.
Yep.
Often.
Yep. A Methodist preacher man, Methodist minister, Keith Cressman, suing, claiming that the plates offend his Christian values. And an appeals court has ruled that the case can go forward. Which is good. Or is it? Cressman's lawyer said that his client simply wants to avoid placing the tag with the
objectionable
image on his car. He said Cressman isn't looking to take the 2.9 million plates out of circulation so much as make the state offer an alternative so that he won't have to be a mobile billboard for the state's message against his will. Now, here's the thing. Oklahoma actually offers alternatives
mm-hmm.
to the rain god dude.
Okay.
But not without an additional cost. Seems like the rain god dude guy... Which, it's just an Apache warrior, not a rain god guy.
But they're saying
he's an Apache warrior with his arrow aimed skyward in a plea for rain.
Okay.
So
he's just an Apache warrior.
That's the main one. That's the one you get. There's no alternatives.
Oh, I see it.
Minus you having to pay for extras. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Alternatives do exist. You have to pay. It's kind of like here in New Mexico. You can get the regular yellow one or the regular blue one.
You can get the blue one now?
Well, yeah.
I just want the blue one.
Well, the turquoise one, whatever.
I want that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went and they offered it to me and I said, can I get the yellow one? Because my car's red.
And oh, see, that makes
red
sense.
Red matches white, with the yellow
turquoise.
And the red. Yeah, the turquoise just doesn't look good on my red car.
It actually would look kind of cool.
No. So, mm-hmm. You know, you can buy the Lobos one. There's a New Mexico State one, you know, if
I
you're
have
further
the one
south
with the balloon.
Don't have good taste. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Nice. Alternatives exist, but you have to pay for it. That's why I didn't get the Lobo one. My car's red. Lobo red. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Yeah, I'll get that one. Oh, $60 more a year?
No, it's okay. I'll take the yellow one.
Yeah,
the
I'll
yellow
just
one?
Get the free one and put a Lobo sticker on the back of my car. Yeah, thank you.
Do you have a Lobo sticker on the back of
no.
your car?
No.
You didn't do it.
I have a Angel sticker instead.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Anyways, one critic says Cressman's trying too hard to be offended. He says, quote, missing the point. That it symbolizes Native American culture and history, and I don't think it's making some kind of exclusive statement about religion or worship. The piece isn't worshiping a rain god. It's an Apache warrior.
Why is it called the rain god license plate then?
I don't know.
Because it's an Apache warrior pointing skyward.
Praying for rain?
Yeah.
Or is he really praying for rain? Because it's a Native dude with his bow and arrow pointed to the sky, so it almost looks like he's threatening God.
Maybe.
Like,
maybe
bring the rain!
Maybe he thinks there's
a
big
bow and arrow.
A big water balloon in the sky, and if
he's gonna pop it,
he'll pop it. And
that's exactly what
that's
it is. Anyways,
he says, I think it's important to understand that whether it was a Native American symbol or a symbol of any other faith, the issue would be the same.
Okay,
so it's not
pointing to like Native culture and saying, no, I don't believe in rain gods. It's, hey, I'm a Christian, and you're trying to force me to put this on the back of my car. Is this a battle we should really be fighting?
Do we
need to? I mean, you have a balloon on the back of your car.
Yeah, well, that's not like a religious deal.
It is. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh.
Did you ever see The Wizard of Oz?
Yes, I did.
The wizard flew over in a hot air balloon, mm-hmm. and all of the people, Auslandians, if you will, they worshipped the Wizard of Oz because of the balloon. So the New Mexico license plate actually is in honor and worship to the Oz god.
But there's no tornado on my license plate.
Right. The tornado's gone. That's why. Because we prayed for no tornadoes.
Oh.
And there's no tornadoes in New Mexico.
New Mexico doesn't get tornadoes because of Oz God.
Right.
Totally. It makes sense. But as long as it keeps the tornadoes
yes!
at bay, I'm going to keep that
license plate
on my car.
Obviously. Oh, we're mocking. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah, you can do that.
Or, of course, 505-338-3700. Let us know.
It's interesting because usually it's the opposite way. Usually it's people being like, you can't have that nativity scene.
Yeah.
You can't have that. That's offensive. So finally a Christian has done something about
it. Right, so is this a statement of... 505-338-3700 or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know what you think. Static.
Hey, so you guys know what would be really good this morning?
What?
Some Amberlin.
Oh, yeah.
What song?
I don't remember the name of the song where it's like, this was over before we'd ever. You know that one?
Nope. Don't know,
you know that
one.
That one. Everyone knows that one.
No.
Can you sing it again?
You're trying to embarrass me.
What were the words? I'm being completely serious. I started giggling, and you stopped, like, right away.
What were the words?
Was this over before it ever began, you know, that whole, you know.
I'm pretty sure you're talking about Feel Good Drag.
Okay.
That's it, yes.
There you go.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
You bet. Bye.
505-338-3700 or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Get your glow sticks, girl.
Woo! Okay, so at the House of Heroes concert,
yeah,
I gave my nephew a glow stick.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the few things he remembers. He's three.
That's cool.
I got a glow stick. I'm like, yeah, who gave that to you? And he goes, you. I was like, yes.
Nicely done.
The House of Heroes concert was just all about me.
Yeah.
To him.
That's so good. That's good. That's good.
You know.
It was really all about Static Radio turning 2 years old.
Yeah.
2 years old.
Two. We have made it to two.
Birthday party. It was awesome. House of Heroes saying happy birthday to us. You can check that video out at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
What?
Yeah, pretty excited. Speaking of birthdays, mine is coming up.
Less than a month away from
yeah.
your birthday.
Yeah, less than a month away. And my co-host, Michelle.
That's me.
That's you, Mitch.
Yeah.
You'll be gone.
Yeah, I was like, man, his birthday is coming up. How can I get out of this?
You're going to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 3 weeks.
Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta.
Yes.
for 3 whole weeks.
Nope, that's wrong.
And so you'll be gone for my birthday. You're missing my birthday party. You're missing everything about it. And you claim to be one of my best friends.
Can I just say?
I mean, we're co-hosts.
I'm raising my hand.
Yeah.
That you are choosing to have your birthday party on a day when I'm not there.
Yeah, it's called wanting to have my birthday party when my birthday is.
Yeah, your birthday's on like a Tuesday.
You're going to be gone.
Your birthday's on a Tuesday.
I'm not going to have... Here's the deal. Birthday parties. You can't have a birthday party before your birthday.
So why don't you wait till a few weeks after when I'm there?
No. You can't wait a few weeks because it's gone. No, no. So here's the deal.
Are you sad? I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
2 weeks.
3 whole weeks. And in your stead, though, you're giving me one of the best birthday presents in the universe.
Yeah.
One of my closest friends is coming out to Albuquerque. He'll be co-hosting the morning show with me. We have his photo up on our Facebook page right now. His name's Matt Lott. Bassist from House of Heroes. And super great guy. I cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
He made some pretty heavy promises.
He did.
And I'm pretty sure that he's trying to brainwash everyone.
Yeah.
And he's...
So yesterday, I was looking at things I want. I was getting a birthday list together. And I was thinking, I need to get my extensive birthday list to Mitch before she leaves.
Right.
Because she can't leave and not get me something. So I found the ideal gift that I want.
Okay.
So, my birthday week, this movie's coming out called Pacific Rim. It's pretty much looks like robots beating up on Godzilla monsters.
Okay.
Looks like it's going to be the greatest four-year-old movie of all time.
Okay.
And by that I mean, don't take your four-year-old. Just me when I was four would have dreamed for this movie.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this movie for 30 years, apparently. So,
Yeah.
So I immediately, of course, since I saw that, and being that I'm in my 30s, you know, a grown-up, as soon as I saw the trailer, I Googled yesterday Pacific Rim toys because,
you
know, as a grown-up, the first thing I wanted was, what is that giant robot? I want a giant robot toy!
Right.
And they make one!
Good.
It's like 18 inches tall.
Ooh, so that's...
It's huge, like a foot and a half big.
It's like a foot.
But it's like 80 bucks, so I'm giving you a month so that you can start saving now.
How much is that in Mexico?
Oh, you're going to be in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
No, I don't want a Mexico toy because inevitably it comes back and it's like, that's not from Pacific Rim. And it's like the made up. I've had this conversation before. They're like, you don't get Spider-Man, you get Tarantula. And he's like this crazy Mexico Spider-Man.
It's like, Nacho.
Yes. Like, I don't want those toys. I want American toys.
Find you a bunch of those toys.
I want American toys of the Japanese monster action figure.
Okay, so I'm going to Mexico.
Right.
And because you're sending me off to Mexico for your birthday, you're going to get Mexico gifts.
That's cool.
All right.
Like Mexico candy.
Yes.
Mexico
toys.
It has
a cockroach in the middle. I'm going to give you that candy.
I was always bummed because we'd go to the grocery store and inevitably the Mexico toys were cheaper because we lived in a small town and they were always cheaper.
Yeah.
Literally made cheaper and then just cheaper. So my mom would get us those and it was like,
okay, you know that you're going to get a really cheap, really cheap Mexican candy when you walk into, I don't know.
Anywhere?
Does John Brooks still exist?
I don't think so.
Okay, so you walk in.
I'm sure the dude still exists. Oh, I hope so.
I hope so.
But I don't think his stores do.
Or in Moriarty, we had IGA.
What's that?
It's like John Brooks.
Oh, okay. International Grocery Associates.
Yes.
Yes.
Probably.
In Moriarty.
You walk in and there's that funky smell.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I don't really trust this place, but that Mexican candy is like 50 cents. So.
Right.
And I don't really like it, but I can get used to it.
Yeah. All right.
So I'm going to bring you...
You've made promises.
I will.
I want Mexico Pacific Rim toys.
I'll bring you sand from the ocean.
Oh, man. Actually, because we're building a fire pit in the backyard.
I think that's illegal.
Can you bring sand?
not like in abundance.
It's cool. It's for my co-host. He's building a fire pit in his backyard.
No. We have a good reason for
this. It's really good. It's totally okay. It's not going to blow away the next day.
No.
Thanks to the wind.
I know. Oh.
Yeah.
That wind. Thank you, 4 minutes of sleep.
Yeah, we need to pray more to the rain god.
No, we
do you
don't.
See how I segued?
I see what you
okay,
did there,
cool.
But we don't need
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah, a dude in Oklahoma currently suing the state of mm-hmm. Oklahoma, if you're just joining us. Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We posted this story. The Oklahoma license plate. I guess it's got an Apache warrior on it. He's got his arrow aimed skyward in a plea for rain or in a threat for rain. Or I don't know what he's just pointing his arrow at the sky. The public loves it. Tourism officials love it. It was named best in the nation by a collector's group. But Keith Cressman, a Methodist minister, does not love it. In fact, he's suing Oklahoma. He doesn't want them to take the 2.9 million plates out of circulation. He just wants Oklahoma to offer an alternative so that it doesn't have to be a, quote, mobile billboard for the state's message against his will. There are different billboards or different license plates you can purchase in Oklahoma, but not without extra costs. That's the cheap one. That's the standard right. issued Oklahoma license plate. So, of course, people immediately criticizing, saying that he's missing the point. It's about Native culture. It's not, you know, a statement about religion or worship. He countered and said, "I don't care what religion it is. It goes against my beliefs, and it's not that it's Native, whether it's Buddhist, whatever it is, I would still have this argument. Oklahoma needs to make an alternative."
All right, so we have comments on Facebook. All if right. you want to let us know, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, and the story is there. Bill says, "If we follow this logic as Christians, we might as well tear down most of Washington, D.C.'s, New York's, and other major city statues and monuments because of muddied gray offensive imagery." Hmm. And then he follows it up with, he says, "Grr, what right do we have as Christians to be offended by anything? The cross is offensive when its brutality is understood. Should we remove all crucifixes from the churches?"
Huh. That's interesting.
It's interesting thought.
I mean, Christ said that. You know, the cross, it's an offense.
It is.
That's a good point there, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Steven says, "We shouldn't be fighting about it, period. It's people like this that make me regret the world I live in today. Should someone... someone should Gibbs the guy?" What does that mean?
I don't know.
And then he says, "Hard."
I just thought of, like,
Gibbs.
Barry Gibb. Yeah.
Barry
Gibb.
I think of Giblet, like from like the turkey.
Giblet?
Yeah.
Somebody should Gibb the guy.
Gibbs the guy. Like shank him or?
I have no idea. Well, his name's Adolf, so can we trust that?
Yes. Hey, you can't say that. His name is Steven. Josh says, need a moment? It's like we need like that Twix. Okay. Josh says, "It seems like the guy might be trying to get back at people since so many Christian symbols are being taken out of government areas. For example, if there can't be a Ten Commandments statue in the courthouse, why can there be a Rain God license plate?"
Right.
"Personally, I've never understood why so many Christians spend so much money to be against things instead of using those same resources to reach out to the people who don't know Jesus. It just seems like that reaching out and loving people would be so much more effective."
Right.
Truth.
Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
He's referring to Jethro Gibbs from NCIS when he smacks, what's his name, over the head all the time.
Wow.
Oh, Gibbs,
that
thank you.
That was so...
obscure.
Obscure, yes.
Very
NCIS.
Obscure.
Never seen it because I'm less than 45 years old.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's just me.
That was
I'm sorry.
Me.
My mom watches that show. That's why I thought of that.
Yeah, apologize.
I apologize.
Are you over 45? Because that was rude.
No,
that
she doesn't rude. Sound like it. She sounds young. So I apologize.
No, actually, I'm Mitch's age.
Oh, ah, wow.
See?
There you go.
You
and you watch NCIS?
Yes, I do.
It's like the number one show, isn't it? That's what I've heard.
I don't even know what
I think
so.
It really is.
What does NCIS stand for?
Navy.
North Carolina.
Naval Criminal Investigation. Naval. Like that.
Seal starts with an S, not C.
North Carolina is
sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah, because Stephen's from North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina.
North Carolina is Stephen State. That's what.
Stephen State.
Yeah, Stephen State. Stephen Gilmore.
Thank you.
Thank you. 505.
Feel bad that we made her stay on air for that.
3700, the phone number. Oh, man. Fighting a battle right now.
That's interesting.
Oklahoma and their crazy rain gods.
I know.
You can check out the article at facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
This kind of brings up, Bill brought up an interesting topic.
Huh.
About the cross.
Yeah.
Like, it is brutal. And
yeah.
Jesus says it is an offense.
Yeah.
But I feel like having a cross, like, a beautiful cross. I'm, You know what? That's a big conversation.
Yeah, that is a big conversation. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So this dude's offended by, like, the Indian guy pointing to the sky, or...
Native American, yeah.
Yeah, Native American guy.
He's an Apache warrior, and he's got his bow and arrow, and he's shooting it towards the sky as, like, a plea for rain. I don't know.
Haven't they been in a drought before? like, last year or something?
Oklahoma? And I have no idea.
Should this be indicative of that in their culture? I'm just kind of wondering if the reaction would be different if this Oklahoma Native American would be, you know, rocking a peace pipe or something.
Yeah.
No. I think he's just upset.
Just like all the spirituality and mysticism this guy's offended
right.
by.
Right, and he said, in it, he was quoted in the article as saying that it doesn't matter what religion it is, it doesn't matter what it symbolized, just the bottom line is, it's not something he wants on his car.
It's not about culture, it's about...
And right now, there's no other options. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, all right.
So it's not about the culture.
What's a Native American without a bow and arrow then? I mean, like, you know, it's really traditional.
What year is this?
Yeah, you know,
what's a Native American without a bow and arrow? Who are you? Do you know any Native Americans?
I am a Native American.
Do you walk around with a bow and arrow?
Yeah, man. I am like Tonto all day.
Gosh.
Oh, no.
Thank you so much for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you would like to chime
in. His family just disowned him.
Oh, man. Check out the article, facebook.com/mystaticradio. T-minus 20 minutes away from New Music Tuesday.
Okay, I was like, what is it? I don't remember. What's today?
New Music Tuesday.
I thought today was Thursday.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. No! Early!
Sorry.
9:15.
Oh! That's
good morning.
It's time for that.
Huh? I didn't even have to warn you that I was about to do that.
Because you weren't.
It's pretty great.
You weren't going to. There is construction work on Alameda between San Pedro and I-25 Service Road. More construction work on Barstow and San Francisco.
Ah, yes.
Roadway is reduced to 2 lanes on Lomas between Wyoming and Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Oh, snap. You know what that music means.
That means it's time to play a game.
505-338-3700. I hold in my hand a copy of the brand new record from the Almost. It's called Fear Inside Our Bones.
Yes, and it's a good one.
And we want to play a game with you.
To give this CD to you.
Yeah, it's an easy trivia question.
Oh, is it?
I don't know, actually, because he told it to me, and I'm still, like, thinking about it, trying to figure out what it is.
Do
I get to guess as well?
Yes, you do.
All right. Static.
I want to play a game.
All right.
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Trivia. It's easy. You just have to guess what it is. Contestants with the recent Miss USA pageant use 268 of these. 268 of what?
Of what? I don't know.
Come on, take a wild guess. I'm going to say bathing suits.
Repeat the question.
Contestants with the recent Missy... Okay, one more time.
Slow down.
Shh, here we go. I'm just so excited. Okay. Contestants with the recent Miss USA pageant used 268 of these.
Bathing suits.
Oh, 268 of something.
Bathing suits.
But there's like 50 girls and there's only one bathing suit.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch it. Gosh.
Well, neither do I. I'm just trying to do the math.
268
assistants before they quit.
No.
No?
Wrong.
Oh, man. Okay. Keep trying. 505-338-3700. 268 to every question they were asked.
Tiaras.
No.
No?
Nope.
What are those things that they put, like, New Mexico on? What are those?
Sashes. 268 sashes.
Nope.
Dang it. Okay.
Dang
that was a good guess. That was a good one,
Shane.
Love
right.
you, buddy. Love you. Static.
Bathing suits.
268. What?
Bathing suits.
No. I said bathing suits.
Not bathing suits.
Not bathing
the
suits.
Answer is not bathing
suits. Oh, I'm like,
suit.
Oh, oh. I thought you were going to tell me.
Contestants with the recent Miss USA pageant used 268 of...
lipstick case things.
No. No.
Not Kate. What is that thing?
Blush?
Like the blush? Is that what it's called? The foundation?
Foundation? No.
Yes. 268 razors.
No.
Ah.
Static.
Could it be maybe lipstick?
Nope.
Ah,
no.
Good guess.
Keep trying.
Static.
Fake eyelashes.
Fake eyelashes.
No.
Dang it.
Fake teeth.
Fake teeth?
No. The teeth were real, actually.
Shane. I love that, man. 505-338-3700 up for grabs. Brand new record from the Almost, Fear Inside Our Bones.
Contestants with the recent Miss USA pageant used 268
dresses.
Static.
Cans of hairspray.
Cans of hairspray.
Yes. Did you Google that?
Does it matter?
Don't.
No.
It's cans of hairspray?
Cans of hairspray. Contestants with the recent Miss USA pageant used 268 cans of hairspray.
That's ridiculous.
I really wish I was a smoker and I was smoking at that place.
And our ozone layer is freaking out.
Say, dude. Unreal.
Cans of hairspray.
So as they were removing layers of the ozone, they were also removing layers of clothing for the swimsuit.
Yes.
Section.
I've probably used half a can.
Wow.
Okay.
My entire life.
Right.
Yeah.
268 cans of hairspray?
I went out in high school and I bought a can of hairspray because I was in show choir.
And you still have it.
No, it throughout 3 years of show choir, I used the same can of hairspray.
Wow.
Like, you don't...
Good
I don't
job,
know how you go through it that fast.
I don't
fast.
Either. All right. Thanks for playing. Hang on the line there, Teach.
Okay.
Good guesses. Good
yes.
guesses today all around.
Should we give away another one?
Another copy?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
Keep it locked.
In a little bit?
Yeah.
All right.
Brand new record from the Almost, Fear Inside Our Bones. Got the latest from the digital age for you. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Steady. Coming up, it's time to play games, girl. But like trivia type games, not the games where you're making things and you say things and you mean something else, cause that just sucks, cause then the dude doesn't know what you're talking about.
Girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
Just saying, if you mean something, just say it. Cause it's like really frustrating when we're trying to talk to you and you're all like, yes, but then you mean no.
Yeah.
Just tell us if you want us to go to the movies or not with our friends, cause it'd be easier than having to try and figure it out by ourselves, cause it's really frustrating.
Yeah, girl.
But really, why do you guys do that?
I don't know.
It makes me crazy.
It drives me crazy,
like,
too.
Hey, can I go to the movies with my friends? Yes!
And in the
or hey, it's up to you. I know if they say, if my wives say it's up to you, that really means I should probably stay home so that it means I want to spend time with you.
That's interesting that you would say that.
Yeah, just saying.
I may have had that happen to me on Sunday.
What? You did that? You pulled the, it's up to you.
Yeah, and you know what my husband said?
What?
I hate it when you do that.
Yeah, just tell us what you mean.
And I just thought, all right, if you hate it when I do that, maybe you should know the answer to that.
No!
You know what he did?
Huh?
He went and saw the movie.
Hey, will you grab me some like early lunch after the show because my tummy is like rumbling and grumbling?
No.
Please?
No.
You're my co-host.
All right,
cool. Okay, cool. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
Guess what time it is?
What?
Time to play a game.
No, it's time for you to go get me food pretty soon. Do you know what I want?
Yes.
Yeah? Good.
Yes.
Just bring that back.
All right, cool.
That's annoying, right? Not me not telling you what you should get? I should probably just tell you that I would like a certain type of food.
Man.
That way it'd be easier to make a decision about food.
Surprise! I know what you want. You want steak tacos.
Gross! See? Who wants that?
You do. Anyway.
It is time to play a trivia game.
Mm-hmm. Let's play a game.
I don't like that it's backwards today and I don't know the answers
this
and you do.
This makes me so happy!
505-338-3700. Hello?
Hello?
What's
Hello?
Up?
Hello?
Dude, my wife speaks code too.
Oh, makes me crazy.
Oh, it's
you
crazy.
You lay down and it's like 10 o'clock at night and she's like, you know, really thirsty.
The only
Which
code
means
talkers.
It translates to, honey, will you get up out of bed
right.
and get me a glass of water?
The only code talkers that should have existed and been honored are those that were in the war and who were awesome
code
and
talkers?
Were the code talkers and helped this great nation.
It's true, but we're keeping the legend
Wind
wives.
Talkers.
Wives,
we
stop
are.
It.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I'm just saying.
You guys contribute to it by saying that you know that we're speaking code. And that you understand it.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, you do.
I just wish you'd say what you mean.
Oh, okay.
So I speak wise for sure.
Yeah,
that's why
dude.
I'm still married.
Yeah, exactly.
Preach it. All right, Shane, are you ready to play?
Dude, I'm so ready.
All right. You better know this one.
Okay.
100 million Americans will do this today.
Brush their teeth.
No.
Keep going, Steve-O.
Go pee-pee.
No.
100 million. How many? Okay, so let's start here. How many Americans are there to begin with?
Oh, that's good. You're asking the wrong dude.
I have no idea.
400 million?
Four or five million.
Because I'd like to think that a lot more than that would use the restroom today.
Yes. That's true.
In fact, there were 400 million of us.
So one fourth of Americans,
25% of Americans,
will eat breakfast today.
No,
that was like a really good guess.
Wait, what? What's your guess, Shane?
Oh, that's right. I'm playing the game. what will they do? But only that many. Dude, I've got to. I'm not going to say that. let me think, dude. Wear Levi's?
No.
Okay. All right. Keep trying.
Call
back. All right, guys.
All right. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Buenos dias.
Hey.
Hola.
Hola. 100 million Americans will do this today.
Poke their nose?
Nope.
Poke their nose. I like that.
Nope.
505-338-3700. 100 million Americans? It's Americans?
Americans will do this
100 million Americans
today.
Will do this today.
And we have a copy of the Almost CD for you.
Donate $1 to Static Radio.
I wish.
That we would keep going
that
for the rest of our
amazing.
Lives. $100 million?
Gosh, that's only $1.
$1. Come on.
$1.
It's only like a fourth of America. Static.
Eat pizza.
No.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
100 million Americans will do this today. What is it?
Call in sick from work.
No.
Oh, man. I thought you had it. That was a good one. We'll go to work.
No.
Ah.
More than that.
Well...
100 million Americans will do
hail a taxi
today.
Is it called hailing a taxi?
Hail taxi.
No.
No? Hail a cab. That's what it is. Static.
Bring lunch.
Bring lunch
work.
To work.
No, Shane, you're on the right track.
Oh,
I
man.
Am, right?
Okay.
You eat a hamburger.
No.
Oh, man. Okay. 505-338-3700, the phone number. 100 million Americans.
I love this. You are so stressed out.
100 million Americans. If I guess it right, the next person wins, right?
Yes.
Or whoever's on
yes.
the line when I guess.
100 million Americans will do this.
Drink coffee.
Day. Phone call.
Static.
Is it eat fast food?
No, but you're winning it anyway because the answer is drink coffee.
Yeah!
Oh, sweet. I knew it was drink coffee the whole time.
You're welcome. But thanks for playing and hanging out on the line.
100 million Americans will drink coffee today.
Wow.
There you
That's
go.
That's crazy.
I know.
And if those 100 million Americans decided instead of spending $5 at the Bucks, they'd give it to Static Radio because we're listener supported,
mm-hmm.
we would be set for life.
Life.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing. You can donate now. MyStaticRadio.com.
If 100 million Americans donated $1.
Yeah.
$100 million.
That'd be like, right. Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Like $100 million.
That's what I was going to say.
That would be like $1,000, right?
Be like 100 is what I thought.
Million.
But a million people. 100 million.
Mm-hmm.
I love these games.
Did that stress you out?
It did a little bit because I didn't know 100 million Americans. But I guessed it, so it makes me feel better.
Yep.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it for us. We're out.
We out, yo.
Dude, tomorrow we've got possibly Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission coming in because it is Wednesday. We will at least highlight the Albuquerque Rescue Mission either way.
It is also Shock Therapy Live.
It is also Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig and myself. You can get your questions in studio at mystaticradio.com. And there it is. We're done.
See you tomorrow.
We'll see you mañana. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.